This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. X Suit, the world's most comfortable suit. I ordered mine, it fits like a glove, doesn't even need to be altered. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS.
Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 20% off with code FIT20.
Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 687.
687.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We rock the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? Beers. What are you drinking now? Chicago Bears beers?
No, I have a zombie dust.
Oh.
It's from a not Chicago beer. Can we talk about the Bears for a second?
Yeah, go ahead. What happened?
Well, they keep finding interesting ways to lose games.
Right? Let's see. How do we lose this one?
I think the defense fell apart in overtime. Some reason, no defense. Just disappeared. I don't know if we got tired or what happened, but I thought Caleb Williams looked amazing in this game. He's jumping over dudes. He's making shit happen. He's making plays. I think the receiving core has got some work to do. There's some drop passes on first downs. Really annoying. Like on third and longs, and for a drop pass for a first down that killed
where it's hitting people in their hands. Yeah. It's happening a lot.
These are not like, oh, I'm barely touching it. It's like in the numbers, you know, like Komet had one, a couple guys, but I don't know. Tough to watch. I think they're going to lose against the Lions too on Thanksgiving.
But that's the thing. Like, they've been in three of these games should have went the other way.
Yep.
And again, like, part of this is, again, coaching. Like, why is Eberflus on one of those plays? Forgot how much the Bears were down by, and he decides, let's go for two instead of kick the extra point. And had you just taken that extra point, we would have fucking, who knows how it plays out, but technically should have won that and not been in overtime. But
oh, and we had a field goal blocked again.
Yeah, you'd think you'd get that corrected.
But we got the onside kick recovered, which they said on the broadcast.
It never happens.
Like a 1% chance of that happening, especially with the new way they do it, because you have to declare you're going to do it.
It's so gay. Like all these new rules.
Yeah.
Like let's make it so safe that it's not fun to watch. We're going to onside kick. We're going to tell you.
Yes. Be ready.
Why?
Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll see how this next few games goes, but there's potential.
Well, we've got a legit quarterback, so it's just
we do.
Now you just got to get the right coaches in to fix that, and you know, fix the offensive line. Then you need like one more piece on defense. I mean, we're right there with the talent, but again, I think coaching is a clusterfuck, and I think the GM doesn't. I think he may be fired too.
Really?
Let's start fresh. I think because what they really should do is just fire Eberflus, and then whoever is the offensive coordinator right now, I think it's Brown, just make him the fucking head coach and see how he does. But yeah, again, you need to bring in someone with some goddamn experience at head coach who's got some fucking balls, who's not going to play like a goddamn coward when the game's on the line and like, let's try not to turn the ball over and blah, blah, blah. Let's fucking go for shit.
Let's go. Yeah.
Bring it. Have some balls. Like, we have no balls right now.
No.
We're four and a million.
We can grow some balls. It's fine.
They will. It's exciting. But
you know what did have balls? Not necessarily in the ring, but definitely in the money department, was the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. The numbers are in. Did you see this? So they top out at 108 million viewers for this. It sets a record for the most streamed sports event in history. Also, it's the most streamed global sporting event ever. And Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano, too, is the most watched professional women's sports event in U.S. history. So, wow. For a first time out the gate for Netflix, pretty good. And I know the fight wasn't exciting. Jake Paul, that guy knows how to market shit. I'm not gonna lie. He knows what he's doing. Cause he
does, and having Mike on there added probably like 80 million of in the number for sure.
Right.
I still think they sold us wolf tickets.
definition of too.
Wolf tickets. Play. Luckily, people didn't pay, but there were bets made. And I got fucked on that. So that's the problem. But you know that going in. I shouldn't be surprised at betting on boxing.
Right.
It's a dirty sport.
It is.
Dirty.
And then I don't know if you saw Yoel Romero fighting over the weekend at heavyweight in, who is it? Mike Perry's video? Promotion.
Yep.
Yeah. The Dirty Boxing Championship. So.
Which is cool. I like the lighting. It looks like an old school bar.
Yeah, it's underground shit. So
yeah,
it was a closed door event, invite only, somewhere in Miami. They said it was an undisclosed location. I think John Jones was in attendance. Let's see. I think there were a couple KOs there. So there was a. So here's Yoel Romero. Let's see what happens when I share the screen here.
He looks massive, by the way.
I just make sure I didn't.
Looks huge.
I think he weighed in at 230 something.
I mean, just massive.
Ugh.
Folds the dude. Ouch.
Yeah. I don't know what these guys are filming with. It almost looks like they're filming with cell phones, which they could technically could. And then there was another Superman KO from there. Oh my God. The volume is just so cranked up on these. We're going to go no volume.
Okay.
The share button's in the wrong spot. Everything's changed on Zoom. Here we go. Oof.
Oh, nice.
But you're right. I like the look of this. It almost looks like a movie set the way the it lighting does. Is, you know?
Yeah, they have this. It's like the hazy kind of light. The warm light looks fuzzy and not so bright, you know?
It's probably like cigar smoke in the air.
Yeah. It's cool.
And I don't know what kind of shenanigans they were pulling initially because... People were saying, and I don't know if it was the event themselves, they were saying that Yoel Romero's opponent pulled out that night and then Mike Perry was going to step in and fight. And I'm going, I thought Mike Perry and Yoel Romero are friends and training partners. And sure as shit, it was like some kind of shenanigans. And then he ended up fighting who he was supposed to fight, I guess. So,
okay.
But it's cool. We'll have to see what happens with this because they definitely had some fucking... KOs. I mean, it also looked like some fucking mismatches, but that's always good. I don't have a problem with that. Let's do a little sponsor action.
Hey everyone, with the holidays creeping up faster than your aunt's fruitcake recipe, I've got something way better to share with you. If you want to look sharp for all those festive gatherings and maybe finally win that best groomed at the family dinner award, check out the latest masterpiece from Manscaped, the Chairman Pro Electric Foil Shaver. Trust me, it's like Rudolph for your face, guiding you to a smooth, irritation-free shave.
Rudolph on my face? What?
I don't know. It sounds crazy. Head over to manscaped.com and join over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by using code MMANUTS for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. Let's dive into the goods. Chairman Pro is armed with not one, but two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads. It's going to do cool stuff. You're going to be smooth as silk. It's like Santa's elves made it just for you. The blades and pivoting head just to every curve of your face and is gentle on the neck area as if they had the gift of foresight. So go ahead, kiss that awkward jawline patch goodbye. No more pretending it doesn't exist while you hope nobody notices under the mistletoe.
Get the Chairman Pro today and experience a shave that is as smooth as you deserve. 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com.
That's right. And this episode is brought... Here you go. This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free.
Wow. And Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same exact ingredients active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost in chewable form. It's a simple process. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. BlueChew tablets are made in the USA, shipped right to your door. The best part's all done online, no waiting at the pharmacy, and you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
That's right. And Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tennis pitch, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at bluechew.com. You can chew it and do it even. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. Use a promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
And this year, this time of year, I find myself reflecting on things I'm grateful for, like family, friends, and my health. Another thing I'm grateful for, the fact that I can help my skin stay healthy and resilient as I get older. And that's thanks to today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their scientifically proven skincare routine has made a noticeable difference in how my skin looks and feels. See, their OS1 peptide works at a cellular level to switch off the dysfunctional cells that cause your skin to become dry, dull, and age faster than it needs to. To celebrate the holidays, OneSkin has introduced their limited edition holiday bundle featuring travel sizes of OS1 face, OS1 eye, and OS1 body. On the chic leatherette bag, it's a perfect gift, but you may actually want to keep this one for yourself. Take advantage of this exclusive bundle while it lasts. As a listener and viewer, you'll get 15% off using code FIT15 when you check out at oneskin.co. Invest in your skin's long-term health this holiday season because healthy skin is a gift.
That's right. And what do I personally like the best about OneSkin? This handy dispenser. And nice. I have delicious skin. I put it on. It's very smooth.
Every time.
Every time. It's skin. Super delicious. Can't beat it. Not even with a stick. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FIT15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin.
OneSkin.
Hopefully I didn't blow the speakers out because Zoom likes to shut me off when I'm too loud.
No, you did not. You're good.
Okay, great.
Over the weekend, our friend Jorge Masvidal got married. Did you see these pictures? Here he is. To his long-term partner. Forgot her name. But here he is getting married. Mm. Looking sharp. Like a little bit like Colombian gangster. Whoa. And, whoa, that was bad. I was away. Are you back? I thought I lost you. You went like gone.
Well, I clicked a button. This fucking Zoom just sucks because I hit like enlarge screen and then everything got crazy.
Okay.
Let me try it again.
I'm glad you're still here.
Hey, there it is.
Way to be.
Fucking fuck you, Zoom. Your AI fucks. So I just keep saying all sorts of shit and get this banned from Zoom. Let's see what else. Oh, did you see Michael Chandler? He was talking about, he just had his fight with Charles Oliveira and he got fucking manhandled for like 4.5 rounds. But he said his body was in the most pain he's ever been in his entire life. He peed blood. He had inflammation all over, whole body swollen. But did that look like that kind of a beating to you?
Well, maybe it's just all the squeezing and all that stuff and like trying to fight out of it. Like, I wonder if he was just like exerting himself to a point at the limit.
Yeah, sure. Because
those guys, like, they learn how to do that. I think they train so freaking hard. It's like they don't feel shit. They're just going.
And I wonder if those two slams at the end, like, how deep into the well did you have to dive to fucking muster the energy to hoist Oliveira up while he's riding your back and then like backslam him not once but twice as like a
you're a
not fucking entertained.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. But that didn't seem like that kind of beating to me. Maybe Mike's soft. I doubt it. Like yeah. To put on that was a hell of a performance. Like I enjoyed that fight. What else is going on?
John Jones says he's back in negotiations with the UFC and he says we're in talks to see what happens next. I'm back in the gym, I'm training, I feel great. Team support, they're right behind me, and we'll just be ready for whatever opportunity comes our way. He's like, I got a dollar amount in mind, but I'm not going to discuss it publicly.
20 million.
And he says I'll be competing more than likely in 2025. So yeah, I was going to ask you, you think it's 20 million what the dollar amount is?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think what his last fight was.
Like 12 or something?
It had to be at least 10 when it's all said and done. Yeah, 10 or more. And I would imagine if he's talking fuck you money, again, like, what is fuck you money to a prize fighter? Is it 20 million? 30? I don't know if they're going to pay him more than 20. 20 is a lot, but maybe if they look at all the work he's put in and just say, fuck it, we need him to fight Aspinall. Because he can walk away. He doesn't have to fight. He can walk away from the sport. And I think the UFC needs him more than John needs them. So,
yeah.
We'll see. And I know last week we were playing the... I don't know if it was last week or the week before when we were doing that game where you're asking me the questions to like the five questions for fighters.
UFC trivia. Yep.
And one of them was the first UFC heavyweight champion. I was like, I don't know how old we're going. I'm going to guess Bas Rutten. So I had to pull up the UFC heavyweight lineage just to go back and see. So let me share this here. So kind of go through and show everyone that started it. So it's Mark Coleman, 1997, and then I would not get this one, Maurice Smith in 1997.
Okay.
To Randy Couture, and then you hit Bas Rutten, Kevin Randleman, Randy Couture, Josh Barnett, Rico Rodriguez, and then you get into Tim Sylvia, Frank Mir, Andre Arlovsky. Then back to Tim Sylvia, back to Randy Couture, Big Nog, Frank Mir again, Brock Lesnar.
Had it for 2 years.
Shane Carwin. Vaguely even remember that. Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos. These are like the heydays. Cain Velasquez, Fabricio Verdum, Stipe Miocic, Daniel Cormier, Stipe Miocic, Francis Ngannou, Ciryl Gane, and then we hit John Jones. It's like a whirlwind.
Too bad for Shane Carwin, man. He's having a rough go.
Yeah, that's not good.
Smart guy. He's an engineer, I think.
Yep. And I think it was all the... Unfortunately, they would just listen to Brendan Schaub, who was his training partner. They used to just beat the fuck out of each other all the time in sparring.
Yeah.
Just going full bore. And I think people... Some of the fighters are getting smarter now of when to spar and when not to. Because I feel like you need to go hard here and there, but you got to be calculated with when to do that. Because
yeah,
you only have so many tickets you can punch. And there was another article. I'm see if I can just recall it offhand, but was Daniel Carcillo? He's a former NHL enforcer, and he was saying he was been involved in I don't know close to 150 hockey fights. And he was having all sorts of issues from all the concussions and shit. And I believe he went into the state of Oregon because that's where they have the magic mushrooms that are illegal. And he started doing them and that actually fucking healed him. And now he's like back to normal. So he's not all fucked up. So I don't know if he started investing in that company, but it's a really good fucking thing to see if someone's gone too far and then you've done something that can heal you. Hopefully this will get approved with this new administration that seems to be a little more open to psychedelics and stuff. And we'll see more stuff happening on that front. Cause a lot of these fighters are fucked up and it's not just fighters. It's like, you look at football players anywhere where you're taking fucking impacts and whatnot. I mean, there's some other fighters that have legal shit going on,
right,
that didn't quite go their way. And then you also had one other story real quick is Mark Hunt.
Uh-oh.
He represented himself this past week in an appeal. I watched some of it, and he actually did a decent job representing himself, because he is appealing his not his doping lawsuit, but because he fought Brock Lesnar, who was doping, and the fight got turned to a no contest. So the interesting thing was there's three judges in this appeal, and they seem to be on Mark's side, trying to help him navigate this, and kind of asking the UFC's attorney and Brock Lesnar's attorney, like, questions Mark should have had for them. So they seem to be on his side.
Oh, nice.
And Eric McGracken, he's a lawyer, and he posts a lot about the UFC and stuff. So he made a little video and basically said that this case is going to make combat sports history one way or the other, however it gets ruled, because he said it's going to set a precedent, and it will tell fighters, if your opponent was doping, is that good enough for you to be able to sue them for battery?
Wow.
So like, crazy. The can of worms is just going to open for the amount of people. And I think Mark's got the biggest case ever, because when Brock came in, they pushed some of the protocol for testing to the side to let Brock fight.
Yeah. And did he pop? He did. Later, right? So then it was like...
Well, he popped. They tested him like a week before, and I think one of those tests came back after the fight, where he tested positive for something that was banned. Like two or three of the tests came back positive. So this could open a massive can of worms for everybody that's, you know, fought someone that tested positive. And in that case, I think Brock was supposed to be in a program for 6 months of drug testing. And I think he only had to do 1 month. So we'll see how that one
rules change through when money's involved.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to talk about Conor McGregor. He had some shit go on.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yep.
Let's talk about Frank Mir for a second. So there was an article out. He was talking about some of the shit that would happen like in the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying back in the day, he'd be rolling with guys. And he said it's only happened a couple of times, but it's like, I apply this pressure and I'm going, shit, I guess I don't have it. And then the next thing you know, their limb like explodes. So he was like, there was some D1 wrestler that was in there, and he said, I got him in a knee bar and I'm applying pressure. I'm like, huh, I really feel like I have this. And next thing you know, his leg folds in half and he screams, and Forrest Griffin is rolling next to him. And he says to the guy, hey, bud, that was pretty stupid. Should have tapped. So this is the kind of shit that would happen. But then apparently Maya Miller almost killed himself one time rolling with Mir, because he had him in a guillotine and he runs up the cage, Miller does. And Frank ended up letting him go, because he's like, if I didn't let him go, he would have snapped his own neck. Like, it was like, he was just like, he thought he could do some weird thing, but Frank's like, you know, twice his weight. There's no way you're flipping him over.
260, it depends, right?
So that dude is just crazy. He scares me. I mean, he's like, I would love to meet him. He's probably one of my favorite heavyweights, but he's fucking nuts. Like, he's just like serial killer, like super dialed in on shit, you know?
I think he still holds the record for the most broken things, because he's got Sylvia's arm. He's got Big Nogs. He's got, who the fuck was the other guy? I think Pete Williams, he broke something. I'm trying to think, but he is the guy who's broke the most shit, because I think a lot of people are too proud and won't tap.
Yeah.
And Frank is more than happy to break that, as shit, you're I'll showing. Like, well, I don't know if I got this. I think I got it. Oh, you'll never walk again. That's a shame.
Sorry, should have tapped.
That's
bro.
Your fault, not mine. You have the option to tap.
It sounds like he gives people
Paul
the option.
Might he's, be the he's other like, guy.
He lets people, you know, decide.
Yes.
What happens?
That's what I was saying. Paul Harris. Husamar Paul Harris. He might be the other guy that has the most broken shit, but a lot of his shit was after the tap or the whistle or the ref.
Or the ref.
Like illegal shit going on. Fuck. Let's see. 14 years ago to the day. I'll show you this, but I'm gonna have to fucking blur it out for everyone. This fight happened. Let's go. No volume. BJ Penn knocks out Matt Hughes, and we were there.
We were Detroit.
Yep.
He ran out of the cage after this and was going crazy. This was like what, first minute and a half?
First minute. We're like, what the fuck happened? And then we're like, where is BJ going?
Oh, he's just done. He went crazy.
Yeah.
Are they going to show it?
At some point, he'll, he's like, I got to get out of here.
Go.
I got to go, man. And then eventually someone, I think they corral him and get him back in.
I love that guy. He was the best until some weird shit happened. And I think maybe CTE, I don't know. Something happened. Like, he wasn't the same after that, whatever it was. Maybe SP putting a beating on him. I don't know if that was it. But yeah.
And he was so tiny because remember, like, he was walking past us. I don't know. It might have been at this event.
It was that event. Because
we were backstage because we had press passes to that one. And we were in.
They were doing the post-fight conference.
Yeah.
And like him and George Sotiropoulos walk right past us. And I was like, dude, these guys are so small.
They're
like,
so fucking tiny.
Don't realize how small they are.
Yeah. Cause we're not. And I think we've said that before, is that you don't realize when you see these guys on TV, they just look big and massive and larger than life. But then in person, like, oh, you're 155 pounder. I'm fucking 220. Yeah. 6'1", you're like 5'6", 155.
So. It's hard to have scale on the TV for fights. Like,
exactly. Because even the heavyweights, we stand next to them. Like, Chuck Congo, you're not that much bigger than me. Like on TV, he looks like he might be 300 pounds and just like,
Right.
And then I remember, like, some security didn't even know who Chuck Congo was and they weren't going to let him. I'm like, are you fucking, that's goddamn Chuck Congo. He's a UFC fighter. Let him through. Like, okay. Sorry. He's so fucking stupid. These people work at the events.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, it's time for today's UFC in 5. Where I give Matt a clue, and then he guesses the fighter, and we go all the way to 5, and we see how quick we can do it without getting all the clues. All right, here we go. Been in the UFC for over a decade.
Okay. I'm going to have to go old school. I'll throw the guy that's been in there forever. Jim Miller.
Nope. Okay. 18 fights, mostly at 170.
Well, since we just watched this fight, I'll say Matt Hughes.
Nope.
Okay.
What? Chimaev, Manny, Daniel Rodriguez, and Prates.
All right. Slow down. Who did he fight?
What? Chimaev, Neil Magny, Daniel Rodriguez, and Prates. Prates? Prates?
170. What's the first clue again?
First clue was been in UFC for over a decade.
Okay. 170. I'm fucking blanking on who fought who. Just write anybody. I pass on this one.
Pass?
Yeah, pass. I'm going to go for round 4.
Okay, it's not Nick Thompson. Okay, 7 great. UFC bonuses.
70. I'm blanking on 170.
Oh, I think I know who it might be.
Go ahead. Take a shot then. I got nothing. I'm just fucking totally blank at 170.
Nope, I'm wrong. Last one is the leech. Who's the leech?
Oh, yeah, hang on. Asian guy.
What is it? Asian guy?
Yeah, it's an Asian guy, but I can't pull his name. Kim, I don't fucking know.
The Korean zombie?
No, because he's 45.
Oh.
170. The leech. It's an Asian guy. I can't pull the name.
I'm gonna say Asian guy. Here we go.
Yeah, something Kim.
Asian guy. The correct answer is Li Jinglang.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm gonna pull that one out. That's fucking nonsense. Okay.
Sorry, I don't know what the answers are before I start. So.
I know, but I'm just saying, that is so fucking obscure.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You know.
All right, sorry about that.
They're gonna go Mark Coleman because I'm thinking, oh, we're gonna play old, and now we're gonna try to play new. Fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
I got stumped.
Thumbs down. All good.
Once I go blank, I'm out.
Yeah, I could tell. It's like once you're like, fuck this, these questions are bullshit.
I gave up.
Nothing.
I give up. I tap out.
That's it.
I'm like, come on, move along. Let's see. Oh, there's a special rules boxing match coming up. Let's see if I can save this or share this. Sure. So this Saturday, it's some guy versus someone else. It's a special rules boxing bout. It's an MMA cage, three-minute rounds, small gloves, elbows and headbutts allowed. But the neater thing, it's not showing up here. It's like a follow-up post, but they showed the size of the cage. Like, this is what I advocate for. This is what I advocate for. Look what they're doing. They're putting a cage inside of a cage and go.
That's pretty damn small.
This is what should happen for the smaller, lighter weights.
Wow.
Scales for the size of the people.
I mean, that's pretty small.
That's tiny.
Like that's like a phone booth.
Yeah, that's how it should be, though, for boxing especially.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, there's another sport, new sport out. So they're doing this. It's like chess and boxing. So they'll play a little chess. I don't know. It doesn't look like they're doing a full game, so maybe there's a time limit. So the first round, it looks like chess, and then you do some boxing. They're not that skilled, so they must be chess players. Because this looks like tough man type shit.
Yeah, they're going at it, though.
And then let's go back to it. Let me put my glasses on so I can hear you better. But you get the gist of it. Like, what the fuck? This is so obscure. Let's do chess and boxing each round.
Yeah.
But I remember
drawn. Brawn, yeah, both.
Yeah. There was some fights like that. I forget what they were doing. I thought Demetrius Johnson did one of those weirdo ones where it might have been kickboxing first round, MMA second round, jiu-jitsu third round. There was like a weird gamut of fucking things round by round. I've seen stuff like that before.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just trying to play it out in my head of how that works. Like, can you win one round and then you go to the next one?
What do you get? KO'd?
Yeah. Right.
You like, game over then.
Right. KO'd motherfucker back up on the. Yeah. What else you got?
Okay, last piece of news I have is Dana White was talking about the COVID and how it affected the UFC recently. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, of course, there's a lot of stuff that happened. But during COVID, they would have fights that should have been doing 300,000 buys and they were doing 1 million plus. And he said that the fan base grew 68% during COVID, which is like considered unreal. And that's part of why this COVID helped the UFC propel it like forward the way it has and why it's fucking everywhere right now. So,
well, yeah, I mean, they were the only sport in town. That was smart what they did. Everyone else is like, we can't, fuck, we got to shut down. We got to shut down. No fans, no nothing.
Smart man. Smart man. Well, he had a global product, so he could do shit that other people couldn't do.
Yeah, because you could go to another country where they did it at the time as safe as they could have. Like, they created a bubble and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, he put fucking fights out. And then we also got to see and hear, what does a fight sound like when there's no crowd? Right. So that was interesting initially, because you got to hear the punches, the kicks, the corner listening to the other corner, the fighters listening to the fucking announcers, and then everyone's changing game plans on the fly. Like, shit was happening. Yep. So
it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember he was trying to do it in certain states, and like everything was like crumbling, and he just had to go to fucking Abu Dhabi and make it happen. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
I got a couple other things. I don't know if we've seen this before, but Matt Brown is reffing. Well, they call this the ultimate midget dick kicking contest at Fight Circus.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen this before, but
I don't think I have any value on, but it's probably good. he made a sourpuss on that.
Superman. How do you judge this?
I don't know who wins. Oh, Matt Brown tripping the little guy. Matt Brown's looking a little thick here. Like, come on, give it to me. I don't think another kick gets delivered. I think they just fucking tricked us. But anyway, shit goes down at the Fight Circus in Thailand.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty wild. I don't know who would pay to see that. It seems like a spectacle between real.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And then I want you to rank a tattoo. I got a couple, or at least one.
I'm ready. Okay.
So here you go. Someone wanted to commemorate the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. So. Where do you rank this tattoo?
Zero, -2. I don't know. Why would you have another man's ass on your body? That's
well,
just...
another man's face first off, and then another man's ass. And
I think
Tyson's
the ass is worse. I mean, the face is one thing, but the ass. I mean,
exactly. And then let's see. The AI is getting into the action of Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. There you go. Like, what are we doing here?
It's about accurate.
Yeah. I think this is more entertaining than what I fucking saw.
Yeah.
Whoa, what the shit?
Is this actually the AI?
Yeah, AI made this.
That's crazy.
So, enjoy. And then I have a little Ask the Nuts, and then I'm into Knowledge.
Yeah.
Here's a, I haven't seen this ever before, so this is interesting. So someone posted and said they're at like some high-end restaurant, and the waiter is asking, choose the knife that speaks to me most for consumption of my meal. And I'm assuming we're eating steak here. So out of these five knives, with the one on the left being number one and this cleaver on the right being number five, which knife are you choosing?
I think I'm torn between the one with the black handle that's second from the left and the one to the right of it. I like both of those. I'm going to say if we're having steak, I'm going to go with the black handle. If it's anything else, that dark handle one is just fucking cool. I'll go with that.
Yeah. So. I'm in the same. I agree. I'm between two and three, but I think I like the wood. And for steak, I like the serrated edge. So you can have a saw. So it would have to be those. I can't tell if that first one's got a serrated edge.
But, no.
I mean, the cleaver looks cool, but if you're eating fucking steak, you're not cutting shit with that. That's a chopping tool.
Just going to cleave that
like,
shit.
Like, what is that guy doing? He's beating the shit out of his
butcher
meat.
Block with it instead of a plate.
Seriously. What the fuck? Knowledge, what you got?
Okay. I got the, here's a little video I found. I'm a child. So when I saw this, I watched it about 40 times and laughed every time like an idiot. Mm. But anyways, this is a new deer space program. Did you see that?
No, go ahead.
It's coming. Got a bing. The deer goes flying.
Oof. No way. Oh, this is a semi? Then yes way. Holy shit. Come on, man. Oh, fuck.
Just off in the space. I feel bad for the deer, but that is so funny. That's just like,
that's crazy.
The truck didn't even get phased.
No. like a big truck, that there's a lot of wheat meat and weight behind that. Yeah. Hence wheat. And I can leave you at this one. This guy's yoked, but it's P. Diddy. P-E-A.
What the fuck? Okay.
Oh man. I don't know. I had a lot of little people in this show.
Oh god.
Represent, Ingo. Represent. Yes.
The Lollipop Guild.
That's right. We represent the Lollipop Guild. Those guys are the shit, man. They don't even do that justice when they make these fucking shows. You don't see those guys anymore. And even when they redo like Willy Wonka for the fucking third time, they never got the midgets right. You gotta employ the midgets.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say about that. So Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day, people.
Enjoy Go family.
Bears. Go Bears.
That's right. I don't even
know. That would be Thanksgiving Ditka miracle if the Bears beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
Seriously. And I swear to God, it's always the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Yes. I think they posted something and said it's the Cowboys by far have played the most on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Lions and Bears always. Hey, they could go to DraftKings and play some kind of thing.
That's right. Get in the game. He's going over my nuts.
Right.
All right. That's it. Let's shut down.
All righty. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.